So I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm off for a week now. I'm gone. I'm leaving.
Figured based on the fact you brought a suitcase here. If you're watching on the live stream, it got plunked down like right in front of the camera. The whole newscast was with your big old bag. Yeah. You're going to be gone for a full week.
Yes.
Are you going anywhere fun?
Yes. We're going to. Nice. We've never been to the Royal Star Resort in Nisswa, Minnesota.
Sounds fancy.
They have 13 cabins, and the Jones clan is going to be in 6 of them.
Mm.
So we're really taking over the joint.
I think it's in Nevis.
Is it Nevis or Nisswa? Yeah.
Well, I'm Googling it. And it says,
I have directions.
I mean, gosh, I hope. Is there a chance your friend sent you to the wrong resort?
She's about to spend a week at Zorba's.
You know, it's possible because my family would do something like that just for fun. Are you sure it's Nevis?
I don't know. I'm just telling you.
Royal Star.
Should we call him right now?
Call him and find out. Do you have cabins booked for the Joneses? Because otherwise we are screwed.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I'm looking forward to wherever we end up.
It's on the Crow Wing.
It looks great on the stream right now.
Yeah.
That's it. Royal Star.
Mm. Yeah.
And I mean, I'm telling you, this is going to be fun.
And you're going with your family?
Mm-hmm. We have 6 cabins.
This is not sponsored. I'm showing people what it looks like.
No.
But if
they wanted to upgrade your room, that'd be nice.
There's no upgrading. You get what you get.
Mm.
A pickleball court. That'll be fun.
Do you play pickleball?
No, but I might try.
I've played a couple times.
What do you think?
I like it, actually. I want to hate it because, like, all my old friends do it, and I like to make fun of them. But it's actually quite fun.
Let's see where it is. Did you see the address, you guys?
6th Crow Wing Lake, Nevis, Minnesota.
And I keep saying Nisswa.
It's fine. We're in the same... We're in the same ballpark here, aren't we? I think. I don't know. I don't want to offend the good people of... Nevis. I'll be in Nisswa next week also.
Really?
Actually, Thursday. I'm gonna
Nisswa or Nevis?
Nisswa.
Okay.
I hope. I don't know. Is it in the... Are they even in the same area?
Yeah, I think.
No.
We'll find
Nisswa,
out next week.
No, they're not.
Nevis is over by...
Nevis is up by Park Rapids.
That's where we usually go. That's where the other place was.
Well, Nisswa is by like Gull Lake and Pequot Lakes and Brainerd.
I have misspoken. I've
You've been telling people this for weeks.
I've been lying.
Well, I fired up the Google map, and we're showing it on the stream right now. This is
we are not.
we are.
People can see. This is why you should be watching on YouTube, because then every once in a while I have my computer up, and you never... What is Jason looking at on his computer?
Now you know. He's playing
the Royal Star.
He is going to...
Maybe I'm playing solitaire or something. Minesweeper.
Maybe you're going to come up and stop by and get a hamburger.
Well, I will be down by Gull Lake, probably... That's probably 45 minutes for
probably
you, I would think.
Yeah. It'd but you know what? I want to stop talking because I want to.
All right, get out of here. I know. I got stuff to do. Hit the button.
All right. Bye, guys.
Have a good week.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get right to it. D-Rush Hour News headlines. Lots to talk about. We're going to talk about. Let's talk about housing prices first. It's time for the D-Rush Hour News. And first up, the median house price in the Twin Cities breaks $400,000 for the first time. I want to get to Andy Babula, who is the real estate and finance for the Opus College of Business at the University of St. Thomas. Andy knows real estate, and he joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Andy, is this a significant thing, or is this just a big, big round number to have that median price at $400,000?
Yeah, I think it's both. You're right. It's a big round number. You know, it was a big deal when we hit 200,000. It was a big deal when we hit 300,000. It's just another number in some cases. But I think on an emotional level, on a mental level, yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, for someone to spend, you know, a median price of $400,000, and that can be concerning for a lot of people.
You know,
prices have definitely been going up.
One of the things that I think has a lot of people concerned is the fact that, you know, if you're looking to buy your first home, if you're in your upper 20s or 30s, $400,000 is a monster number for so many people. And obviously that's the median price. But what does that tell us as far as what the availability is? for that entry level home.
Well, you're right. It's the median, so that means there are just as many homes priced above 400,000, just as many priced below 400,000. So there are what we call starter homes that you could get for $250,000, $350,000. But even for somebody who is looking for a starter home, if you're paying $300,000, $350,000, with on top of that higher interest rates than we've seen of several years ago, it translates into a pretty hefty monthly payment.
So I'm a little surprised by this, and I've been watching home prices pretty closely post-COVID with the uncertainty and the uncertainty about interest rates. I would have expected price. I thought I was going to have a buying opportunity. I thought prices would drop. That hasn't largely happened. Why do you think that is?
Right. A lot of people were thinking, maybe expecting, hoping that prices would go down. Well, as you say, with the pandemic, and very low interest rates, we saw prices jump. 2020, 2021, 2022. You know, they jumped 10-15% in some cases per year. We're not seeing drops. We're seeing slight increases. And why is that? You know, interest rates went up, which causes your monthly payment to go up, which you would think would people would say, well, you know, then I can't pay as much for a home, so therefore I'm willing to, or I'm only willing to buy it for a certain amount, and that would put downward pressure on prices. Unfortunately, though, even if demand has slowed a little bit, the supply isn't there. And so, as you know, basic economics, if your demand still is greater than your supply, your prices aren't going to go down. They're actually going to go up. And so we just haven't had the amount of building over the last decade or so that we needed to keep up with even our modest population growth. So actually also with lower interest rates earlier on, a lot of homeowners, baby boomers and others who locked into a lower interest rate, you know, they're not looking to move out of their homes. So they're not putting that supply back on the market. And so, again, there's a lot of reasons why supply is down, and that's keeping prices elevated.
Yeah, I suppose I look at my own situation, Andy, and I think I'm part of the problem. We are in the same home that we bought 20 years ago. And my wife and I were talking the other day, and our mortgage is so low. It's like $1,600. I don't know that I'll ever sell that house. And I could see myself like getting an apartment or getting a condo. And I look at my home, I'm like, why would I sell it?
Right. Yep. That's exactly the case. You and me both.
I know, right?
We're two of many people.
Sorry, kids. Sorry to the younger generation. Andy and I are screwing you. It's pretty much what's happening here.
And it will happen. I mean, people will, family situations change. You know, people have kids, people upsize, downsize, people move for jobs. You know, unfortunately, people pass away or need to move into retirement homes, things like that. You know, so that supply is, or homes are going back on the market, but it's just not at the pace we've seen in years past.
Really appreciate the insight, Andy Babula. Say your last name for me, Andy. I was just guessing. I'm like, I'm probably messing
this up. No, I've heard it all. It's Babula.
Babula. Babula. All right. I apologize. Andy Babula from the University of St. Thomas runs the real estate program. Great stuff, Andy. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure to be on. Thank you.
All right. One more item in the D Rush Hour News Headlines lead segment, and that is news that broke today. That the Minnesota Twins are finally going to have a jersey patch. The Twins were one of the few teams that did not have a jersey patch sponsor. And now we get one. Kind of weird, right? In the middle of the season, they're going to plop this Securian Financial patch on there. Sports Business Journal reporting that this is a multi-year extension between the Twins and Securian. They've been a sponsor of the Twins for several years, started in 2017. They'll start wearing that patch tomorrow in Colorado, and that logo will be on all of the jerseys throughout spring training, the regular season, and according to the team, the playoffs. I like it.
I love the optimism.
Now, Securian is one of us, so we should be happy about that. They're headquartered in St. Paul. And you, if you've been to Target Field lately, you see them on the, they're on the outdoor wall. So, pretty good. Good stuff.
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, we could probably go, are we going to be buyers at the trade deadline, you think, Josh? Now that we have a, we've just been, we've been waiting for the patch sponsorship. Which of the patch?
They needed the money, Jason.
I'm trying to figure out, like, which would, I think Nintendo is a pretty cool sponsor. They're the Mariners. Kroger. Get Quick Trip for the Royals. That's pretty good.
Interesting.
Nothing totally embarrassing.
No.
Twins have said they were holding out to make sure they had a good partner. They didn't want to put something on the patch that would be just some sort of lame.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there were plenty of people willing to pay the money.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
But do you want that on every jersey? You got to think about that.
That's fair. Got to have that PR image, you know.
I tried to get our logo on there, but Odyssey didn't quite have the budget for the drive time.
We'll stick with the flagship station.
That's exactly how that's going to go. That's the D Rush Hour News headlines, the lead. In just a minute, we flip over to page two, where we'll talk about a little bit more making fun of the Steve Miller Band. Edina Grill is closing. Do you want to make six figures? We'll tell you which job you need in the Twin Cities to do that. And some cool news out of the south suburb of Rosemount. All of that next. All right, D-Rush Hour News headlines continues with page two. And we start in the Pioneer Press with a story that we've been covering all day here as well. And I just heard in the national CBS News, canceling a tour because of climate change. This is so weird. So weird. Steve Miller Band has canceled their upcoming 31-date North American tour, includes that August 28th stop at the Minnesota State Fair grandstand. On the band's website, they said, "You make music with your instincts. You live your life by your instincts. Always trust your instincts." Combination of extreme heat, unpredictable flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, and massive forest fires make these risks for you, our audience, the band, and crew unacceptable. So strange.
It's dumb. We're being punished, Jason. We're being punished for natural disasters.
I'm not questioning the fact that severe weather is a severe issue, but if this is sort of the way we decide whether or not we're going to continue on with life, I guess we're done. Like, what? Nobody leave their house.
Not to mention, I think a lot of Minnesotans would actually love the idea of a natural disaster tearing apart the state fair.
Wow.
But that's not me. Hey, that's not me.
Wow.
I'm
How dare you?
Yeah.
I guess the fair will find a new act or try to.
Should we do drive time at the fair?
The live version of this show. State Fair officials learned this a Wednesday evening. Variety notes this may be the first time an entire tour was canceled because of climate change. Yowzas. That story from Ross Rahala in the Pioneer Press. Edina Grill is closing after nearly three decades. Now, it's news from owner Stephanie Schimpf this afternoon, as reported in Minnesota Monthly by their food critic, me. Edina Grill has been open since 1997 at 50th and France. The lease was up. Steph said that Blue Plate is not renewing it. RF Moeller wanted to expand. They're right there, at right next door. And so Blue Plate decided we're going to close Edina Grill on September 18th. So plenty of notice for people to come and say goodbye. The team had already known. People who worked at Edina Grill knew that Blue Plate's lease was coming up and that they were going to close in the latter part of 2025. Stephanie Schimpf says anybody who wants to get a job at another Blue Plate location, they'll try to make that happen. They say that they're still looking for other locations in Edina. A lot of restaurant groups, larger restaurant groups, have been looking to own property rather than rent, especially in the suburbs. And so there's that. Salute, another longtime 50th in France restaurant. Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal reported this week that Salute, their lease is up and their landlord has listed the property. Do you want to make six figures? Of course you do. Of course you do. Get one of these jobs. Yeah.
Show me the money. I need to feel you, Jerry. Show me the money. Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money.
Show me the money. Well, I'm going to show it to you. Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal reporting that there are more than 60 job categories that now pay $100,000 a year in the Twin Cities. Average wages here are up 50% from 2021 to 2024. How's that? I can hear everyone listening to this saying, what?
Doesn't add up.
So what are some of the categories? There are three career, and this is all Department of Labor news. Information. So it's all data for the federal government. Fashion designers. How many Twin Cities fashion designers? It's got to be a job category of more than 100, more than 500 people employed at them at the Twin Cities. There are more than 500 fashion designers making $122,000 a year. Marine engineers and naval architects. Are these folks working remotely? How many marine engineers do we have? And sociologists.
Yeah.
Three of the career segments that broke. Oh, that's at the national. Okay. Like, what in the heck?
National level.
So among job titles with 500 or more employed in the Twin Cities, finance and business services had the biggest jumps. Personal financial advisors, securities and commodity sales agents. I suppose that's no surprise. Look what the stock market did post-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. So all are well above $100,000. So I'm looking at the list in the Business Journal. Surgeons, top pay. So just go become a surgeon, Josh. Yeah, it's that easy. $375,000 median pay. ER physician. So it's a lot of physician. Oh, chief executives, $265,000. Pretty good.
Not bad.
I would love to get a chief executive job. Dentist. I just found out yesterday my dentist is moving to Iowa.
Mm.
So like.
It's a long trip for you.
For any dentist out there listening, I am now a free agent.
Yeah, you're on the market.
I'm a free agent. Yeah. My dentist is moving. Mm-hmm. I go to this dental clinic. I go because the hygienist, and she moved. And now my dentist is moving. So, dead to me.
Yeah.
If you're a dentist and you would like to clean my teeth, 651-461-9226, make me an offer. That is the T-Rush Hour.